we are still in our series, Live Free. This is going to be a four-week series, and we are talking about from the scripture, from the passage of scripture in the book of Romans. And I would just like to encourage everyone, as we go through this series, mas maganda na nagbabasa din kayo ng book of Romans, pag-uwi nyo sa bahay, para naaaral nyo mabuti ano ba yung ibig sabihin ni Lord dito sa pinag-uusapan natin every Friday about Live Free. Okay? Sino sa inyo dito, yung katabi mo mukhang malaya, living free. Mukhang malaya, malaya. Yung iba parang nakasimangot ha, parang puno ng hinanakit sa buhay eh, no? Hopefully, pagkatapos sa series na to, talaga mararamdaman natin, may experience natin how to live free as young people. Alam nyo, sa panahon nyo ngayon, naku, sarap mabuhay ng malaya talaga. So, yan yung pag-uusapan natin. Okay? I'd like to ask everyone to stand on your feet as we honor and read God's Word. Again, we're gonna read from Romans chapter 6, verse 15 to 17. Then after that, we're gonna jump off from that scripture and then we're gonna unpack the whole scripture of Romans 6 so that we may appreciate, mas ma-appreciate natin yung salita ng Panginoon. Let me just read this for all of us. It says there in verse 15, "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means." Can you say that with me at the count of three? 1, 2, 3. By no means. So, ibig sabihin na hindi pwede yon. Okay? And then in verse 16, "Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obey the form of teaching to which you were entrusted." Father, we thank you for your word. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to come, Lord, just be in this place, Lord God, and we welcome you. We ask, Lord, that you would open our hearts, Lord God, that we may receive from you. And may we understand and may we know and appreciate, Lord God, how you set everyone free, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We just want to glorify your name, bless the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. You know, last week, wala ako dito, I had the privilege to preach in our Victory Caloocan. And on our way there, kasi lumaki ako sa Tondo eh. And malapit lang yung Caloocan doon. Siguro mga few kilometers away, may boundary yon. And most of the time na nag-spend ako during yung high school days ko, nasa Caloocan ako. Usually, nandun ako sa 5th Avenue. On our way, nag-reminis lang ako. Meron lang ako naalalan. Parang nag-flashback lang sa akin yung kapanahunan ko, yung high school days ko. Kasi kung di nyo naitatanong, yung high school days ko, medyo masalimuot, medyo madilim. Okay? Medyo hindi maganda experience ko before. And naalala ko, one time sa 5th Avenue, because before I was part of this fraternity, so medyo may mga ano yon, may mga trouble. And napadalaw ako sa mga kaibigan ko sa 5th Avenue sa Caloocan. Then all of a sudden, kwento-kwentuhan kami, may biglang nagkaroon ng trouble, mayroong umahabol sa akin ng dos por dos yung kahoy na makapal. So buti na lang nakatakbo ako. Baka ngayon lumpo na ako siguro ngayon. So, yun yung lifestyle ko dati. And nag-flashback yung mga nangyari sa akin before. I was into different kinds of vices. And somehow I could say na I was a slave to something. Naging alipin ako, mabarkada ako noon eh, during that time. Ngayon pa rin naman madami pa rin akong kaibigan, pero talagang ubos yung oras ko sa mga kaibigan ko. Hindi ako umuwi. Doon lang ako sa mga barkada ko talaga. And may bisyo din ako. Okay? And naalala ko yung time na rin na puro basketball lang ako noon during that time. Dumadayo ako doon sa Caloocan. As in, talagang pag naglalaro kami, kahit nakapaa ako, maglalaro ako. Doon ako natutulog sa court, literally. Okay? And doon ako manananghalian. So buhay ko talaga basketball court. At hindi lang yon, may mga marami din ako mga bagay na ginagawa noon na feeling ko nag-flashback sa akin, grabe, alipin ako nitong mga bagay na to. I was into video games, you know, so many stuff in my life. And you know, when I was about to preach during that time sa Caloocan, naalala ko lang that even right now, itong series natin, itong topic natin ngayon, being a slave, slave to sin and slave to righteousness, naalala ko lang that, you know, probably, baka hindi lang siguro ako yung naging alipin during that time. And you know, as of this moment, I believe that all of you here, all of us here, in one way or the other, we had this experience na naging alipin din tayo. Probably iba-iba yon, iba-ibang klase, iba-ibang level, okay? Iba-ibang time or iba-ibang situation yon sa life natin. Maaring yung isa sa inyo, yung katabi mo, okay? Yung baka naging alipin ng pag-ibig yan. So, alam mo yung kahit na iniwan na siya, talaga sumusunod pa rin. Kahit may iba na siya, talaga okay lang kahit na dalawa kami, di ba? Martir lang yung dating, di ba? Alipin ka ng pag-ibig. Okay? Yung iba dito, talagang, grabe, no? Pag love life, talagang ingay, no? Pag pag-ibig, talagang buhay na buhay, eh. Yung iba dito, talagang alipin ka kahit na ikaw, alam mo yung tipong kahit ikaw mabasa, wag lang siya, di ba? Yung notebook mo, pinapatong mo sa ulo niya, baka mabasa ka, di ba? Yung iba, kahit na, ikaw na lang ang pumasa, kahit ako, bumagsak ako. Talagang bibigay mo lahat dahil alipin ka eh. There was one time, hindi ko alam kung nakita niyo yon, merong sa Facebook, yung mag-boyfriend, yung baha, binuhat niya yung girlfriend niya, tapos naghahanap siya ng ano, para hindi mabasa yung girlfriend niya. Maya-maya may manhole, nahulog sila pareho, di ba? Yun ang nagagawa ng pag-ibig. Nagiging alipin ka, you know, you are not aware of it, pero you are becoming a slave sa love life mo. Or yung iba siguro, baka yung iba, baka bato yung puso mo, hindi ka nai-in love, o baka alipin ka ng pagkain, di ba? Yung makakita ka ng extra rice, di ba? Grabe, gusto ko ba ng extra rice, please? Iba-ibang klase ang ano, ang pagiging alipin. O yung iba sa atin dito, baka alipin ka ng chocolate. Diba? Parang pag may nakikita kang chocolate, grabe. Alam mo yung parang nai-indulge ka, yung hindi ka mapakali hanggat hindi mo kinakain yung chocolate. So iba-iba yan. You know, the truth is, may mga pag sinabi nating slave, being slave to something, in fact, I saw that sa dictionary, sabi ganun, the word slave, okay, for us to really understand kung ano yung pinag-uusapan natin. Sabi dito, a person who is strongly influenced and controlled by something or someone. So, ibig daw sabihin, ang isang alipin sa Tagalog ay you are being controlled, you are being influenced. It's either by someone or something. Probably, baka hindi lang tayo aware. Baka nga yung iba sa atin dito, slave tayo ng aldab. Okay? Alam mo yung hindi ka na pumapasok, makapanood ka lang ng teleserye. Alam mo yung kahit ma-late ka sa school, basta kailangan mapanood ko to. Kanina, nag-gym ako, lunch yun eh. Nag-gym ako, palabas yung kaliserye. Grabe yung mga kasama ko, lalaki ng katawan, talagang kinikilig. Hood! Hood! Lalaki ng katawan eh, talagang kilig na... Parang feeling ko, grabe, mga slave yata ito ng Alda ba? So, napaalis akong bigla eh. Parang, hindi na, uwi na lang ako. But, you know, maraming ganon. In fact, may kilala ako itong picture na to. Slave din itong mga to sa Alda. Talaga sinusubaybayan nila yung Alda eh. Tigil, putukan muna, di ba? Stop muna yung war. So, talaga nag-e-enjoy sila sa Alda. But, you know, the reality is, you know, talking about slaves or talking about slavery, the question is, could it be possible that we are slave to something or someone, though we are not aware of it? You know, may mga bagay na kala natin okay lang. Pero, hinahanap-hanap natin at hindi tayo mapakali hanggat, you know, kailangan gawin ko to, kailangan mangyari to. And you are not even aware that you are becoming a slave to something. And right now, we are talking about being slave to sin. And whether we like it or not, maaring marami sa atin dito, we are still denying the fact that we are slaves of sin because ayaw nating kunin yung thought na yon. But every time we keep on sinning, every time we, you know, we harbor hatred, every time meron tayong galit, envy, baka mamaya pagka umuwi ka lagi sa bahay, alam mo yun, parang feeling mo, parang mas gusto ng nanay at tatay mo, yung kapatid mo, bakit lagi sila, ba't lagi siya naikita? You know, every single day, pag umuwi ka sa bahay, meron kang feeling na, yung disappointed ka, eto na naman, uuwi na naman ako sa bahay, malamang hindi na naman ako papansin ng parents ko, siya na naman. You know, that might be enslaving you. But you are not even aware of it. Because that is something that is mastering you already. Or maybe pagka every day naghahanap ka ng, ano bang magandang mapanood ngayon? Any porn or in your lifestyle. And you are becoming a slave into that. Why? It's all because of sin. Because the reality is we are in the bondage of sin. If we're gonna look back in the book of Romans chapter 3, pinaliwanag doon why we inherit the curse. It is because of the first Adam. Kaya nagkaroon ng curse. Kaya until now, we are in the bondage of sin. Now, for us to really appreciate kung ano yung ginawa ni Jesus sa buhay natin, kailangan maintindihan muna natin yung weight ng sin. Okay? First of all, sin is defiling. It means to say, sin is poisonous. It ruins your life. Parang alam mo yung kalawang na sumisira ng bakal, unti-unti, hindi mo naman makikita yung one day, ano na yun eh, sira na yung isang metal. But unti-unti yun, kinakain yun. You know, that is what sin does to us. Hindi tayo aware, but every time we get jealous, every time we are, you know, in the position na naiinis ka, nagagalit ka, or probably baka lifestyle mo na yung pangungopya, sa school, sana naman hindi, walang ganun dito, di ba? Mukhang matatalino naman lahat ng estudyante dito. Pero baka may ganun sa labas, di ba? Yung lifestyle nila, ganun. Di ba? Wala dito yon. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, hindi ikaw yon. Sure ako doon, sure ako, hindi ikaw yon. Pero baka may mga ganung lifestyle and hindi natin nakikita, we're not even aware that, you know, unti-unti sinisira na tayo doon. Why? Because sin is defiling. It ruins life. Yung life natin, sinisira nito because it's poisonous. And also, not just that sin is defiling, but also sin is rebellion. You know, sabing ganon, if sin had its own way, it will eliminate God. Bakit? Kasi ganon naman, di ba, minsan hindi natin napapansin, we are rebelling, you know, with all the gifts that God has given us, we are still in the position that we are rebelling against God. Ganun naman tayo, pag ayaw natin ng rule, ayaw natin ng law, we will do everything para lang maipilit natin kung ano yung gusto natin. Dibaling masaktan itong taon to, dibaling, you know, kahit na walang pakialam sa akin itong mga taon to, basta gagawin ko kung ano yung gusto ko. And you know, I hope na kung ano man yung gagawin natin, sana naman tama, but most of the time, you know, we are rebelling kahit yung sa school natin, sa bahay natin. You know, may gusto yung si teacher na ganito, may gusto yung nanay at tatay mo na ganito. Pero hindi, sasabihin ng nanay at tatay mo, oh, anak, hindi pa panahon ngayon para mag-boyfriend, mag-girlfriend. Mag-aral ka muna mabuti. Okay? Sino ba gumagasto sa tuition fee mo? Saan ka ba kumukuha ng pambaon? Yeah? Saan mo kukunin ang pandate mo? Yeah? So, tayo talagang hindi, nay eh, chick boy talaga ako eh. Sila yung lumalapit sa akin eh, you know, left and right, you know. Diba? Ano magagawa ko? But still, we are pushing kung ano yung gusto natin because sin is rebellion. And not just that sin is defiling and sin is rebellion, but sin is ingratitude. You know, we are not thankful. And that becomes a sin for us na kapag ka merong mga ginagawa si Lord, hindi natin na-appreciate yung mga gifts ni Lord, yung mga blessings ni Lord sa buhay natin, yung blessing na, yung grace na nakita natin na, You know, namatay si Jesus para sa atin, pero ngayon parang binabaliwala lang ng tao. You know, sin is ingratitude, that we are not thankful, even though we know and we realize na, Lord, you've done everything for me, for us. Sabi nga sa Romans chapter 1, verse 21, for although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. You know, these are the people who doesn't revere God, who doesn't appreciate kung ano yung ginawa ng Panginoon. Hindi, you know, titignan natin hindi lang kay Lord. At even yung mga tao sa atin, di ba? Yung, you know, parang ginawan mo na mabuti, hindi man lang nag-thank you. Pero may mga bagay na, alam mo, dapat ma-appreciate natin, but we're not thankful. You know, that is the picture of sin. Sin is ingratitude. Hindi lang yon, but sin is also incurable. You know, if I'm not mistaken, in Jeremiah chapter 13, sabing ganon, can the Ethiopian change his skin? Or can a leopard change his spots? The truth is, kahit kailan hindi mababago yon. Parang ganun yung kasalanan natin. The reality is, we, because of the curse that has been passed on to us from Adam, now, that sin, our sin is incurable. But praise God because of the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ. Kaya nagkaroon ng forgiveness ang kasalanan natin. Because the reality is, hindi natin kayang linisin ang mga kasalanan natin. Because sin is incurable. Now, for us to really appreciate kung ano yung ginawa ni Jesus, in the book of Romans that we're gonna look at from verse 18 and then through verse 23, you know, we need to realize that we are all in this slavery. Whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, we are all slaves of sin. And we might not be aware of it, but the moment that, you know, may mga ginagawa ka na bagay na paulit-ulit na alam mong kasalanan, marirealize mo, Lord, ang master pala ng buhay ko, itong kasalanan, hindi ikaw. At yun ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon, kaya nga live free tayo. Because we wanna be free from the bondage of sin. Sin is devastating. Sin is horrible. Kaya nga, di ba, pag may isang tao na feeling mo pagka nakagawa sa'yo ng kasalanan, parang disappointed ka. Parang feeling, ba't mo nagawa yun? Of all people, bakit ikaw pa? Di ba, meron ba kayong ganon? Diba, kaibigan mo, of all people, ikaw pa, grabe naman yun. O kaya, girlfriend mo, di ba? Ikaw pa, di ba? Parang hanggang ngayon, bitter ka pa rin, di ba? Iniwan ka ng girlfriend mo, iniwan ka ng boyfriend mo. Pero patawarin mo na sila, okay? Baka naman ikaw may kasalanan. Live free. So, yun yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. First, Dean also talked about this last Friday. But let me just again say it about our position. Okay? Once na nalaman natin, naintindihan natin that sin is devastating, it's defiling, it's incurable, you know, it's a rebellion. You know, we would understand and we will appreciate more yung position natin ngayon sa Panginoon. Kasi dati, ang position natin, we are slaves. We are in the bondage of sin. Diba? Hindi natin sinusundan kung ano yung kalooban ni Lord. Puro lang tayo sin. Okay? Kaya nga sabi nga sa verse 17, but thanks be to God. Now that we are set free, that we can live free, salamat sa Panginoon. Now, gusto ko itanong sa atin dito lahat, sino sa inyo dito, you are thankful to God? You know, kung iisipin mo yung dati mong buhay, ngayon, if you are saying that you are a follower of Christ, kung iisipin mo yung dati mong buhay, grabe, ibang-iba na ako ngayon. Sino sa inyo dito, thankful ka na binago ka ng Panginoon, pinalaya ka dati sa buhay mo, yung buhay mo dati? You know, sabi nga sa verse 17, but thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, dalawang position ang makikita natin. Yung position before and yung position after. Before, na hindi pa nila naikilala ang Panginoon. Parang ganun din sa atin. Maaring mayroong mga tao dito na still, maybe you know Jesus, but you know, you don't know really the power of the cross that can set you free from the bondage of sin. And now we have this position of being slave to righteousness. Kung dati, alipin tayo ng kasalanan, ngayon alipin na tayo ng kalooban ng Panginoon, kung ano yung kagustuhan ng Panginoon sa buhay natin. Also, sabi ganun dito, you wholeheartedly obey the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. Again, position is so important. Why? Kasi hanggat hindi mo alam kung sino ka sa Panginoon, you know, you will never realize that you are forgiven, that you are, you know, that God has granted you mercy. You know, if I'm going to tell you my dark life in the past, every time that I remember the goodness of God, wherein over 10 years ago, nag-attend ako ng service, ganito din, worship service, nag-attend ako, may nagpipreach ng good news, ng gospel. And because of my past life, nakita ko talaga yung sinfulness ng life ko. Now, when I heard the good news that God can set me free once I gave Him my life, therefore, I realized, Lord, grabe, posible pala. Kaya hanggang ngayon, every time I remember kung ano ang ginawa sa akin ni Lord, you know, I can't help but really to worship and praise God. Kasi kung hindi, yung mga anak ko ngayon, kung hindi ako na-born again, siguro yung mga anak ko ngayon, baka minumura kaming magulang nila. Baka kung ginagawa kong ano yung gusto nila. But praise God because I was able to have a personal encounter with Jesus. And na-pass on yon. And I'm sure ganun din tayo lahat dito. Before, when we were in this position, alipin ka, alam mo yung sunod-sunuran ka sa kasalanan? You know, pagka nakikita mo yung teacher mo, every day, ito yung teacher ko talaga, hindi ako kahit kailan, hindi ako pinapasa eh. Talagang galit na galit ako dito sa teacher ko na to. Tapos makikita mo na naman, kinabukasan, ito na naman siya. Grabe talaga. Pwede ba, sana mawala na to sa school namin eh. Diba? Lagi ka nalang galit. Baka yun yung lifestyle mo dati. You know, nagiging alipin ka ng galit na. O probably, nagiging alipin ka na ng insecurities. Eh, sila lang yung magaling. Every time nakikita mo yung classmate mo, ba't siya lagi may ganyan, may bago? Ba't ako hanggang ngayon wala? Every day, you're becoming a slave into that sin of insecurities, of insignificance. But then again, that was before. But now, you know that you have a new position. That when Christ sets you free, then therefore, Lord, pinalaya mo na ako dito. I'm not going to be in the bondage of sin any longer anymore. But Lord, I'm going to surrender everything to you. That's your new position in Christ. And with that position, of course, there goes practice. You know, pag sinabi nating practice, sabi nga sa Romans, verse 18, you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Again, I like that verse in verse 18. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. Now, you have the power to do what is right. Because before, sunod-sunuran ka lang. Pag may pinakita yung mga kaibigan mo sa'yo na bagong video, na porn, sunod-sunuran ka lang. O sige, panood nga. Yung lifestyle mo, ganon. But once you have been set free, now you're slaves to righteousness. It means to say, kung ano yung gusto ng Panginoon, Lord, ito yung gagawin ko. Hindi na ako yung dating ako. Lord, you are now my master, not the sin anymore. You know, pag sinabi nating practice, you know, if you're a basketball player, meron bang basketball player dito? You know, if you're a basketball player, magpa-practice ka talaga para mas gumaling ka dun sa, yung sa, kung ano yung gusto mo. If you're a basketball player, hindi ka magpipiko. Ima-master mo yung piko, di ba? O yung, yung luksong baka. Meron pa ba luksong baka ngayon? Panahon namin yan, di ba? Hindi mo ima-master yung mga bagay na hindi mag-a-align dun sa gusto mong gawin. Now, yun yung sinasabi nating practice. Now that you know your new position in Christ, In verse 18, that talks about your nature. In verse 19, that talks about now act like it. Sabi nga doon, I put this in human terms because you are weak in your natural selves just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness. So now, offer them in slavery to righteousness leading to holiness. It means to say, now that you know your new position in Christ, you must act like it. Ipamuhay natin. Kung dati puro mura yung sinasabi mo, alam mo yung uusap nyo, di ba, nagkikwentuhan lang kayo ng kaibigan, no? Puro tut, di ba? Puro mura. Di ba? Pero ngayon, dahil alam mo na yung position mo, hindi ka naalipin nun, ngayon, you are practicing it. Pag kami kausap mo na yung mga kaibigan mo, hindi ka na nagmumula. Talagang, ang mga sinasabi mo na lang sa kaibigan mo, pagkausap mo, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hindi naman ganon, di ba? Pero puro uplifting. Hindi yung puro degrading, hindi yung puro nakakasira ng pagkatao. Pero, you know, pag may problema yung kaibigan mo, instead na puro muray naririnig niya, oh, Brad, may problema ba sa bahay niyo? Pray natin yan. Kasi napapractice mo yung new position mo. Kung dati, puro mura, ay grabe, inom na lang natin yan, Brad. Yun yung lifestyle mo, alipin ka. But now we have a new position, now we must act like it. According to the will of God. And then, there's a promise. Once we now know our position in Christ, and we must act that way, and there is a promise. It says here in Romans 6, verse 20 to 22, when you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. Ano ba yung magiging benefits? Kapag ka ginawa mo yung mga kasalanan na dati mong ginagawa, it will result to death, whether we like it or not. Slavery nga eh, alipin ka dun eh. Walang maganda. Nakakita na ba kayo ng tao na, alam mo yung nag-e-enjoy, inuman sa gabi, tapos pag uwi ng bahay, sumusuka? Enjoy ba ang tawag dun? Di ba? Party ba tawag dun? Di ba? Sumusuka sa, di ba kahit saan, sumusuray, grabe. Hindi na, di ba, kahit mabunggo-bunggo, boom, uy, ayos yun ha, boom. Hindi mo na alam nangyayari sa buhay mo eh. Hindi ka na tinatablan ng sakit. Yun yung result nun. But then again, in verse 22, but now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness. This is the promise. Now that you have a new position, you understood that Christ sets you free. Now you have to do something about it, practice and act like it. It will result to holiness. Yung dating parang cool lang, chill ka lang pagka ginagawa mo yung kasalanan. Ngayon, pagka alam mo, dahil alam mo kasalanan, teka, mali ito ah. Dapat nire-respeto ang mga babae ah, mali ito ah. Hindi dapat girlfriend dito, girlfriend doon, para lang masabi na gwapo ko, kailangan magtatlong girlfriend ako. Hindi ko naman sinabing kahit ano, mag-girlfriend ka kahit isa lang. Graduate ka muna, di ba? But it says here, the benefit you reap leads to holiness and the result is eternal life. Kung kanina ang result ng slavery of sin is death, pero ngayon ang result that in holiness is eternal life. I like what it says in Romans 6 verse 23. I'm gonna call on the music team. We're gonna worship God. Let me just read this in Romans 6 verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, the truth is, probably you will ask yourself or you will ask me. So, ibig ba sabihin, kapag sinuko ko yung buhay ko kay Lord, naniwala ako na matay siya para sa akin, then, mapapalaya na ako at hindi na ako magkakasala. Well, I have answers to that. Technically, yes. Practically, no. If you're gonna ask, ibig ba sabihin, hindi na ako magsisin? Technically, yes, and practically, no. Technically, yes, because now that you know your position in Christ, you will now say no for the first time in your life. You will now say no to sin and will do what is right. Technically, yes, because you are now under the Lordship of Christ. Because now you realize that Christ set you free. And practically, no, because the reality is we are all sinful people. Every day, sin gets in. Pumuputok pa rin yung kasalanan. Kahit na sabihin mo, ang bait-bait mo, may mga kasalanan pa rin nagki-creep in sa heart natin. Practically, no. But then again, if we surrender our life to Jesus, at naniwala tayo, Lord, hindi na ako magiging alipin ng kasalanan. I'm gonna be your slave, God. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 7:22, for he who was a slave when he was called by the Lord is the Lord's, what? Freedman. Similarly, he who was a free man was, when he was called, is Christ's slave. Ibig sabihin, now, I'm gonna enjoy life, I'm gonna live free because, kasi minsan ang iniisip natin, hindi ako magbo-born again, hindi ako mag-Christian kasi matatali ako dyan. Pero hindi naisip ng tao, habang nagkakasala sila, nakatali sila sa kasalanan. But now that we are in Christ, now we have the liberty to worship God and honor Jesus and say no to sin. And then again, Lord, I will follow you. Last, salvation doesn't free you to sin. It frees you from sin to do what is right. Finally, once you come into your senses, Lord, pinatawad mo na ako. Gusto mo akong palayain sa alipin ng kasalanan. Ngayon, Lord, for the first time in my life, I'm gonna do what is right. Because now I realize that you set me free. I will say no to sin. I will say yes to you. Isn't that amazing? That Jesus Christ has set all us free. Can you say amen? I'd like to ask everyone to stand on your feet. You know, we're going to worship God. You know, let's all appreciate Jesus. You know, from the weight of sin, now we can live freely. Because Christ set us all free. Come on, let's worship God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the power of sin is broken, Lord God. Lord, thank you, Lord God, for you set us free, Lord. And Lord, thank you, Lord God, for the grace that overcomes sin. Lord, right now, Lord God, we say, Lord God, that we don't deserve to be forgiven. Lord, but Lord, we thank you, Lord God, but that, Lord, you have given us, Lord God, that grace, Lord, for us to be set free from the bondage of sin. You know, maybe some of us here, you know, maybe some of us here, the Lord wants to set you free. Maybe the Lord wants to set you free from addiction. You know, maybe you are being a slave to this some kind of addiction. Probably that would be alcohol. That would be, you know, watching, you know, wrong movies, wrong videos. Probably addiction to, well, as simple as social media. You know, that could be a slavery. You might not aware of it, but, you know, the Lord wants to set you free. Or probably the Lord wants to, you know, bring freedom in terms of your identity. You know, in terms of your significance. You know, you might feel that, you know, I'm not gonna amount to anything. Lord, hanggang ganito na lang ako. Lord, hindi naman ako katulad nila. Every day, every week, you're comparing yourself to anyone else. But you know, the Lord created you just the way, you know, He wanted you to be. And probably you're becoming a slave to this feeling, this emotion. Probably you're giving up everything just for this someone. You know, forgetting your parents, forgetting the people who love you, forgetting God. You know, He wants to set you free. I believe when God sets you free, there's joy. Because if we are still being enslaved by sin, we are still in darkness. Lord, we just want to confess, Lord. Lord, everything, Lord God, that we're still, Lord, nurturing, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord, right now. Lord, we pray, God, that you would take us away from darkness, from sin, from the bondage of sin. Help us, Lord God, to move and, Lord, and know and appreciate and realize, Lord, that indeed what you have done on the cross over 2,000 years ago, when you said it is finished, Lord God, it means to say, I have been set free, Lord. Lord, grant us the grace, the power to say no to sin. And Lord, grant us, Lord God, the grace, Lord God, to obey you. Lord, that now we are declaring that you are our master, the ruler, the one who calls the shot. Not the sin anymore, Lord. Not the enemy, not the devil. But Lord, we are submitting and yielding everything to you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.